Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Getting texts saying that Sidney Crosby's 37 years old and he plays his ass off at a high level every single game, and Andrew McCutchen gets sat down every other game because, well, he's 37. It's absurd. It's absurd! Like, if they feel like he can be his most productive self playing 130 games, all right, whatever. But when you can't hit, you're wasting good starting pitching time and time again. Right now is not the time to sit him.
No.
And it's never the time to sit O'Neill Cruz. That is such a joke to me.
Three homers in a row, and then you sit him. Like, you just literally full stopped his production.
Seriously.
It's crazy. Like, you knocked it. You're like, all right, well, you're doing too good. Let's sit you down.
Let's just sit you down.
You're like, what?
Nobody else in the damn lineup's hitting. And the guy who is on pace to be a 30-30 guy this year, let's give him a respite. Let's give him a nice day off.
Bizarre.
And the one that killed me was over the weekend. You got a runner on second. You're down by two. Jack Sawinski comes up. Yes, you need to pinch hit for Jack Sawinski. And they did. Alexander Canario. Meanwhile, you've got McCutchen on the bench. You've got Joey Bart on the bench. You've got IKF on the bench. And you go with Alexander Canario? Are you freaking kidding me? And I saw a column in The Trip. What does firing Shelton do? Look, this roster's not good. Pitching, fine. Bullpen's coming together, fine. Fine. We thought those things would be good. You don't have a good enough lineup. But you also have a manager who's pulling the wrong strings
Yes.
and hitting the wrong buttons.
Yes.
And for a team that, best case scenario, is going to flirt with 80 wins, can you steal 5 or 6 because the manager's making the right decision? Or maybe more importantly, can you flush 5 or 6 fewer games because the manager is competent? Because that was an incompetent decision. And the in and out of the lineup with McCutchen and the in and out of the lineup with O'Neill Cruz is just unforgivable to me. And people keep texting, and I saw a bunch of tweets to this effect this weekend. It's the analytical people. No, it's not. There's not a single analytic in baseball that tells you that Alexander Canario is a better option in that situation than those guys.
No.
So I don't think that the lineup card's coming from upstairs, and if it is, well, then fire them too. I mean, seriously. There's not an analytic in baseball that tells you that there's not a single number that points to Alexander Canario being a better option than any of those other three in that situation. Not one. I wish we had a blood pressure cuff in here. That might be a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just slap one on me when I get worked up like this.
I can get one. I have one at home.
Those things work. You hit the button and it...
Yeah.
I never liked that growing up.
Why? Scared of it?
It's not that I'm scared. It's that I feel like my hand balloons 4 sizes. I know it doesn't, but you just feel all the blood get kind of trapped in your arm that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're scared what, your hand was going to explode or something?
No, I just don't like the feeling of it. It's like a real big dude comes over and squeezes my bicep, which I don't like. Callis, you've been getting closer and closer to the microphone. You had something to say on the Pirates, I'm guessing.
I did, but you being afraid of a blood pressure cuff is kind of funny.
That took your mind off it?
Well, yeah, because when people squeeze you, you I guess they are kind of feeling your bone more than anything because you don't really have those muscles.
That's right. Some guy commented on the pictures of me throwing out the first pitch and said, well, I guess you're skipping leg day. My man, I skip every day. Like, you think you're owning me. I ain't lifted a weight in months. Skip leg day. You got me. Nah, man, I skip every day.
In all seriousness, because I know you never come and work out with me, but I'm trying to develop a knuckleball and I want to start pitching. Would you be a live batter for me if I wanted to go pitch one day here at a field in Greentree?
As long as you don't mix in any hard stuff, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I can't throw anything?
No, it's just
got sliders, no?
Exclusively knuckleballs.
Well, that's no. He'd definitely hit you, like, on purpose.
I'm fine with getting hit by a knuckleball. I ain't trying to get hit with a fastball.
Right.
I'm 34, I got kids, I don't need you breaking my orbital bone.
So you think I could hurt you with a pitch? That's actually kind of flattering.
I think a lot of people can hurt a lot of people with a pitch, no matter how hard they throw.
It's a projectile.
Yeah.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.